We are learning Maseches Yuma Daf Nuntes Amud Beis, and we are beginning on Nuntes Amud Aleph, around 12 lines from the bottom by the two dots. It's said in the Mishnah, Shiyari Adam. So now we're up to already the fourth place where you're going to do a Matanas Adam, we'll call it. First one was the Keres Gedoshim, we did 1 and 7 from each, then the Preiches, 1 and 7 from each, then on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, he did 4 and then 7. Now, what do you do with the rest of the Adam? Shiyari Adam said in our Mishnah, HaYishoyfech HaYisoyd Meravish Mizbeach Yitzoyn. You poured it on the western Yisoyd of the Mizbeach HaYitzoyn. We know the Mizbeach had around it a Yisoyd, a little base that went around it. So you poured it on the base, the western base, which means the base that's it's across from the door of the Heichel. It's facing the door of the Heichel, this Yisoyd Meravish. That's where you pour it. How do you know? Zokta Gemara, how do you know? Domakar, the Pasuk says, this Pasuk is by Par Koyin HaMashiach. It says in the Pasuk, Veskol Adam Yishpoich, Veskol Dam HaPar Yishpoich. And Dam HaPar, as the Gemara says, means the Par in Kippurim. And Zokta Rashi's there says,
It's mixed up.
No, this is talking about the Par Koyin HaMashiach. But the Roshan HaPar, it's like a drosha. HaPar is Rabbis, the power of Yom Kippurim, which is mixed with all the ones. I hear what you're asking, but it's mixed with all the ones. It's all one thing. It's all one cup. So we dash from there. The Dam for Yom Kippurim also goes towards the Yisoid, and which Yisoid, Chinofek Bahu, Pagav Reisha, and that's the first one you encounter when you come out of the Heichel, and therefore you pour it on that Yisoid. That's the gears that we have. Taisus speaks out, Tap Taisus, Legasina Bahu, Pagav Reisha, because the Pasuk says, if you look at the pasuk, it's called down a par yishpeich yisoid mizbeich ha'ila asher pesach ha'omayit. It says mizbeich ha'ila asher pesach ha'omayit. It's clear asher pesach ha'omayit. And if you look at Rashi also says that's the drasha. Rashi says the rabbis parayin kapurim shiushiyarav nespachim liyisoid asher pesach ha'omayit zayisay marabi. So therefore, you're not gerusin gemara with the chinafak upag of reisha. You don't have to say that. It's more pashut. The pasuk is mafurish asher pesach ha'omayit, and that's how you know that it's the yisoid ma'aravi. So basically, that's how you know that the shiur adam are poured on the first yisoid that you see when you come out of heichel. Why? Because the pasuk says that's pesach ha'omayit, and our mishnah says, but the zveich achitzaim, zveich achitzaim eshefach yisoid deraimus. The kabbanis of chatas that were brought only the outside, like a regular karma chatas, he did four matanis on the zveich achitzaim. You walk down the kevesh, down the ramp, and then you turn the corner and you poured it onto the yisoid deraimi, on the south side of Mizbeach, which is the side facing the south wall, and that's where you poured the shirai. Tana Rabbanan, Yisoid HaMizbeach. This pasuk is by a regular chatas. It says, Lokach HaKayim Medom, Ve'etzboi, V'nosan HaKanetz Mizbeach HaOloh, it's called Dom Yishpach Yisoid HaMizbeach. Zeh Yisoid HaRemus. That's the Yisoid of the south side of the Mizbeach. Atayim Yisoid HaRemus, you say it's the south side of Mizbeach, or Inel Yisoid HaRavus, maybe it's the west side of Mizbeach, the one that's next to the Heichel. Amrit, Yilmid Yiridosim and HaKevesh, Yitzriyosim and HaHeichel. Ma Yitzriyosim and HaHeichel B'samachloi. Just like when you do a Chatas Pnimius, Chatas is done inside the Heichel, where do you pour it, which Yisoid? The one that's right next to the doorway to the Heichel. That's the first thing you encounter. Ve'ezes as they say, Ravi. Avi Yiridosim and HaKevesh, also when you do Mizbeach HaChitzoin, you do the Chatas HaChitzoinis, you did the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, you're coming down the ramp, you do the first thing you encounter, V'samachloi. Ve'ezes as they say, Ravi, you do the Say, Ravi. So we're saying, this Bryce is telling you, how do you know Say, Ravi? Because you learn out from the Chatas Primus. Chatas Primus, you do the first one you encounter, but Chatas HaChitzoinis also, you do the first Yisoid you encounter, which is the Say, Ravi. Tanya went to the Brisa Machloikas about this. Tanya Rishmal Eimer Zev Zeh Yisoid Maravi. Both Chatas Chitzonios and Chatas Panimios, you put on the base, the western base near the Heichel. Rav Shimon Yechoyam the opposite. Zev Zeh Yisoid Maravi. Both of them do it pour on the south base of the Mizbeach. So Gemara asks, Bishlam Rishmal, I can understand. Kesava Yilmud Sosim Mefurish. Lamaisa by Chatas Pnimis is Mefurish Apostolic, Pesach HaOmayit, and here just says the Yisoid HaMizbeach, we're not from Mefurish. So here both of them could be my Ravi. El Rav Shimon Yechoy, my time, what's Rav Shimon Yechoy? Both are Duraimi? That's a Pella. It says a Pesach HaOmayit, how can they both be Duraimi? So at the Gemara, what's Rav Shimon Yechoy? From Rav Ashi, Kesava Pisco Medorim Koy. Rav Ashi says, Rav Shimon Yechoy holds that the Mizbeach is moved, if you're facing the Heichel, the Mizbeach is moved to the right. And when you come out of the door, right in the middle of the doorway, where you walk out, you'll see the Dorim, the south side of Mizbeach. So the Yisoid of Pesach HaMoed, the Yisoid that you see is the south Yisoid. If you look at a picture, if you have the Schattenstein, you can look at the picture and see there that you come out, you see the Yisoid of Adroimi first. And therefore, he holds Pesach HaMoed to be the Yisoid Adroimi. What?
Why did the two veins, whatever, at the same corner? There's one here.
Yeah, but those drains could be for the Nesachim on top of his back, those Shisim. They weren't Dafka for the Shirayim didn't go into the drain. Shirayim went into the Amma. They didn't go into the Shisim.
What's the Amma?
The Amma is a stream that went through the Hazara. It rolled off the thing, went through the holes into the Amma. Okay, it could be. But Akaponim, this is the Machlekes, if you do both on the Dharam or both on the Mar.
The Amma went to Nachakudra?
What? Yeah. That's me next tomorrow. So Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, in the Beis Medrash of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, they learned like this. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, with the Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, in the Yeshiva of Shimon ben Yochai, they learned Rabbi Shmuel, Zev is a Yisai de Raimis. Both of them are Yisai de Raimis. Basically, they were saying that Rabbi Shmuel was Chayzer. V'simanech. How do you remember, you know they were Chayzer, but how do you remember who is Chayzer to who? So the siman is Mashchul Gavri LeGavra. So what Rashi learns is that Talmidei Rav Shimon Yochai, which are Rabbim, they schlepped Rabbi Shmuel Shita and brought him to their side, which is Yisoid Deraimi. So Gavri LeGavra means that Talmidei Rav Shimon Yochai schlepped Rabbi Shmuel to their Shita. I'm not sure where you saw that was Dafka more Talmidei Rav Shimon Yochai and Talmidei Rabbi Shmuel. Like they both say debate. So I didn't see what I asked Kasha, but Tosfos is different pshat. Tosfos says like this: the way you remember is like this. Rav Shimon ben Yochai is the Gavri. Rav Shimon ben Yochai is two names: Shimon and ben Yochai, and Yochai. Mashiach Rav Shmuel is only one name. So this is how you remember the thing: Gavri, the Rav, schlepped the Yochid to their side. That's how you know they went to Rav Shimon ben Yochai's shita of Yisoid Dereim. That's what Tosfos pshat. What it means: Gavri the Gavra. Okay, the Mishnah says further, Eilav Eilam Masarvim Ba'ama, and then it goes down, Yitzan Nachal Kidron, and the Mekarim Leganolim Lezevel, they sold it to the gardeners for fertilizer, Omoy Alim Behem, and there is Me'ila on this. There's Me'ila on this dam. If you don't pay for it, there's Me'ila. Zokta Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Moy Alim Bedomim, there's Me'ila by blood, Divra Meir, Rav Shimon Vecham Imrim, Ein Moy Alim Behem, Memeir Rav Shimon, Divra Meir Rav Shimon, Vecham Imrim, Ein Moy Alim Behem. Chacham say there's no meila. Machlekes says meila or not, and the Gemara says like this: Ad kan le pligi el medrabana. The whole machlekes is only if there's meila medrabana. Al medraisa in meila behem, but medraisa is definitely no meila. Now, how do you see that? Where do you see that the whole machlekes is only medrabana? So Tap Toitzer says that if it would be medraisa, so how would you be able to sell it? We know that something like dusha guf is not shayech pidyon. That's what Taisus says. But the Rekuega has a bumba kasha on this. He says, what do you mean? After it's already, this rikas, nasis mitzvasai, then avad is no me'ila deraisa. Who says no me'ila deraisa metchila? So the raya is, so then the other Rishayim said raya is because the Mishnah in me'ila taka says that there's no me'ila, everyone agrees there's no me'ila on dam before this rika. Only after this rika is the me'ila. And that has to be derabanan because nasis mitzvasai. So therefore, it has to be, it's only a shiloh of the Rabbana. So more Zad can't pick the Rabbana. I'm the right same Eilim Behem, like we see, let's say, learn like that way, not like Taisus, because the Mishnah Me'ila says that there's no Me'ila on Dam before you do Zrika. Now, what's the difference between Me'ila de Rabbana and Me'ila de Raisa? So Rashi says the Nafkamina is, you don't have to pay a Chaimish. You don't have to pay Kerem. That's Nafkamina. If it's Me'ila de Raisa, you have to pay Kerem for Chaimish. If it's Me'ila de Rabbana, you only have to pay Kerem. There's not enough mina. Also, gavichi of carbon. That's not enough mina. Rashi doesn't say that, but it's not enough mina. Gavichi of carbon is derised to Rabbanan. Now, Menoha Namili. Menoha wants to know, how do you know that with derisa there is no meila by dam? Oma ulo, oma kro. Pasuk says like this by dam. Ki nefesh habasar bedami, v'anina sativ lechem ala mezbech lechaper al nafshu seichem, ki adam hu benefesh yechaper. So it says in the pasuk, ki nefesh habasar bedami, v'anina sativ lechem ala mezbech lechaper al nafshu seichem, ki adam hu benefesh yechaper. So the Gemara has three ma'adiyam on what the drasha is, that no me'ila. Oma ulo, oma kro lechem, shalechem yehej, be yours. It's yours, no me'ila, it belongs to you. The Rebbe of Shimon Tana, lechaper, lechaparan is sativ, it's for kapara, for forgiveness, for loyal me'ila, not for me'ila. We have Yechanan, Omar, the Pog says, Omar Kra, who? Macho means the he or the who, because it says v'nefesh habasa b'adam he, and it says ki adam hu b'nefesh chaper. I think it means the who. So it says, the pasuk says who, l'fnei kapara k'la'acha kapara, and we darshin that it stays the same way before kapara and after kapara. Just like after kapara, there's no meila deraisa of shonat because nasis mitzvasoi. Malacha kapara ain't by meila. Just like after kapara, there's no meila because nasis mitzvasoi. Ava fnei kapara, before kapara also ain't by meila because says who, it's the same way before and after. That's his drasha. Right, the Gemara, ve'im malacha kapara k'lfnei kapara. Maybe say drasha the opposite way. That who means that after kapara is like before kapara, and just like the fnei kapara yes b'meila. And a lot of times when we say who, that's why you do a drasha. Who means ba'aviyasi hey, stays the same way. So maybe say just like now with this meila, there's meila afterwards also. How do you know what to say? Just like afterwards there's no meila, now there's no meila, say the opposite. Just like now there's meila, there'll be meila afterwards also. So more says no, you can't say that. Impossible. There's no such thing as something that's nasis mitzvasai and there's meila. There's no such thing. And therefore, it can't be that we're teaching us that even afterwards is meila. It has to be the opposite. Just like afterwards is no meila, now before Zerik also, there is no meila. I have to learn from who. So it comes up from three drashas. Lachem, or lachapara, or who, to teach us there is no meila on dam before the Zerika. And after the Zerika, it's not some mitzvah, then for sure it's only Darabanan. The din that you have to sell it to the Gananim is because there's a meila Darabanan. Therefore, the gardeners can't use the fertilizer unless they pay for it.